Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. My name is Irene Cook, and I am your host. And today we're going to talk about snacks and the skinny on snacks. Snacks have become quite the big buzz lately, and everybody loves to have their snacks. When it is snack time, we all gather and decide what we are going to snack on. And snacks have become the thing to do in the mid-afternoon, the midday, and even after dinner. But the snacks have become the sabotagers of all diet. With post-gym starvation, afternoon slumps, and evening in front of the TV, it is super easy to think that you need more food, even though you just ate. I mean, this happens to all of us. To help keep your caloric intake within healthy range, it is also very important to look at the latest research and find out how we can stay full longer. However, we don't do that. We resort back to the usual snack habits. And as I was looking online this morning when I was kind of getting ready for the show, I Googled best ways to snack, best ways to avoid eating when you are dieting. And this is what I came up with. Drink water, chew gum, brush your teeth, grab a handful of almonds, grab a handful of blueberries, have a handful of crackers. And as somebody that is a weight loss specialist and as somebody that has helped thousands lose weight, I can tell you that none of those things work. I can tell you that if you are somebody that is on a mission to munch, you are not going to accept drinking water, chewing gum, brushing your teeth, grabbing almonds or blueberries as an answer. That might work the first week on a diet. That might work maybe for a couple days, but I assure you that all of those tactics are going to get thrown right out the window. And so over the years, as I have kind of put together plans for people, I have come up with ways that there are foolproof for you to stay fuller longer. And in order to do this, we need to keep those snack cravings at bay. Healthy eating is hard, but it's only hard when you make it hard. Whether you're on a diet or you're just trying to keep an eye on what you're eating, it can be very tricky to stay on track, especially because there's so many delicious options out there. One of the biggest things to tackle is hunger. No matter who you are, no matter how good you're being, if you are feeling hungry and all you can think about is food, then you're going to go for food. Once your cravings have set in, it is impossible to resist. And certainly, once your cravings have set in and there is food to be found, then it is game over. So as I work with people and I give advice all day long, I reflect on what has helped me over the years. And basically, what it is I have developed a security blanket for myself. It is a security blanket for keeping my hunger down. The security blanket that I have hauled around with me for the last 7 years that has kept my weight down is something that I do not leave home without, period. I know you guys are all sitting there going, I don't ever see you hauling around this blanket, but I do. I don't leave home without it. I will go to places with it. I am often late. If I forget it at home, I will turn around and go get it. And I will literally bring it everywhere I go. It isn't always pretty. In fact, it never is. But the result and the outcome is always what I need it to be. And that is a full tummy, and it results in me not overeating. So if you're wondering what the security blanket is, I'm gonna reveal it to you. You see, weight loss and self-control don't go hand in hand. Sometimes they do, but they don't always go hand in hand. You see, you can't control your weight if you can't control your hunger. And instead of getting frustrated with yourself and why you can't control your hunger or your cravings, what you need to do is get in front of the problem. And I talk about this all the time. I talk about this with clients. I've talked about this on prior shows. We only focus often on the actual issue. We focus on the fact that we can't control our hunger. We focus on the fact that we munch in the afternoon or in the evening. And that's all we do. We complain about it. We whine about it. We cry about it. But we don't do anything about it. And so to solve the problem, we have to come up with a solution. So here it is. Don't let yourself get hungry. Bingo. So when we diet, we instantly think less. It is just the default. We diet, we think restriction. Restrict, restrict, restrict. We take away. This is what we have been conditioned to do. In fact, many people, when they sign up for a diet, they sign up for my program, they're instantly shocked to know that I don't go that route. Yes, there are things we have to eliminate. There's boundaries we have to create, but we can only tolerate hunger for so long, and then we need to eat. And as soon as those hunger hormones are stimulated, the floodgates open. And it's too late. You can't stop. And I don't care who you are. It's not you. This is how our bodies are wired. And they're wired this way for survival. So like I said earlier, we have to get in front of the problem. Don't allow yourself to get hungry. But yet we do this time and time again. We walk right into this problem by letting ourselves get hungry. So it dawned on me one day, years ago, when I was carting around my four kids, it had to have been a dozen years ago, back in 2009. And so let me try and think how old they were, 13, 12, 10, and one. I was constantly packing a diaper bag, constantly. And those of you that have kids know what that's like. If you have grandkids and you're constantly packing, constantly packing. If I left the house for more than 3 hours, there had to be a bottle for the baby and snacks for the other three monsters. I mean, that's just how I functioned. If I didn't pack them food, the baby would start fussing exactly 2.5 hours into the trip, which then would turn into this unbearable screaming cry shortly after. This is just what happens. Baby gets hungry. First, it's a fuss, then it's a full-on screaming cry. No one wants to hear that. If I had a bottle and those snacks ready to go, it was like my planned arsenal. There was no crying, there was no fussing, there was no fighting, whining, or arguing from the peanut gallery. Life was good, right? We were just moseyed on. No matter where we were, I would just pull out the old bag and feed them, good to go. Now that they're older, they fend for themselves, yet I still find myself packing that bag. In fact, I will not leave home without it. This is my security blanket. It is no longer a big old diaper bag. I'm so over that. But my security blanket is my arsenal. I know that if I leave the house, and I'm going to be gone for longer than 3 hours, if I don't have the right nutrition with me, that fussy baby is going to come out, and that fussy baby is going to turn into a crying baby. And then that monster will cry. And so here's the thing. When we're adults, we don't put ourselves first like we do our children. It's just the way it is. And if you don't have kids, you probably put your pets and your spouses and your jobs before you. So you understand my point. When we leave the house after eating breakfast and our tummies are full, we think, well, I'm fine. I don't need to eat. But here's the thing. You will. You eat your breakfast, you get in the car, you're going shopping all day. You're going to need to eat 3 hours later. It's just what's going to happen. So let's go back to your baby. If you fed your baby a bottle at 8 a.m. and you left the morning and you knew you were going to be gone, would you really leave the house without a bottle for them? That is ridiculous. The child would wake up and scream, cry, pout, and drive you nuts until you took them to Taco Bell for a Nacho Bell Grande and two beef tacos. I mean, okay, so I did that once, but it was only one time, and you get my point. So don't leave the house without a plan. All right, so those of you that have listened to my show regularly understand the hunger chart. And if you haven't heard me talk about the hunger chart, it's basically like the pain level chart at the hospital. There's one meaning you are starving, no energy, very weak. 4, 5, and 6 are kind of where you've eaten, you are satisfied, you don't need to eat anymore. 10 is you are extremely stuffed, nauseous, you overdid it way too much. All right, so when you are out and about, you want to refeed yourself when you are at about a 4, which is hungry, starting to think about food, stomach might start growling. If you wait past a 4, then that baby is crying. That baby is screaming. Those hunger hormones are at bay. And basically what happens then, when I say hunger hormones, I mean those digestive enzymes are ready to be fed. This is a physiological thing that happens. As soon as you see food, you could be driving down the highway, as soon as you see those golden arches, believe it or not, whether you are somebody that likes McDonald's or not, you are going to start salivating. That saliva is going to hit your stomach, and those digestive enzymes are going to release hormones that are going to send messages to your brain. And those messages are going to say, feed me. And so now you are under the spell of being mesmerized and needing to eat. And so you want to avoid that. So how can you avoid that? It is not what you think. It is not grabbing a handful of walnuts. It is not grabbing a handful of blueberries. Gum chewing is not going to do it, and neither is water. Those things are only going to stimulate hunger. And so what I want to talk about today is how to successfully snack, because there is a huge misconception between the word snack and how you should eat to avoid hunger. So first off, always start your day with breakfast. And I'm not going to burn through the rest of the show talking about breakfast, but always, always, always start your day by filling your tummy with the right nutrients. Protein, 25 grams. Carb, about 30 to 40 grams of carb and about 20 grams of a healthy fat. It's super important that you start your day with this. But as you go through your day, and now you're thinking snack, what you are generally thinking of is the snacks that we have been conditioned to think are healthy snacks. And before I go through these snacks, I want you to know that I went back to Google and I Googled top snacks. And I think you're going to be really surprised when you hear what came up. So if you're just joining us, you are listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about the skinny on snacks and how you can successfully snack for the optimal weight loss and energy in your day. So back to my computer, I was typing in top snacks, and I had a feeling this was going to happen. Our marketing industry has made a gold mine on these snacks. Our society has been led to believe that this is what we should be eating in between meals. However, These are all empty calories, and they are nothing else but watered down baby bottled formula. And so before I reveal this list, I want you to know that this would be the same thing as taking that bottle that you're feeding that baby and watering it down. If you give your baby a watered down bottle of formula, they would drink it. But what would happen is they would be hungry, 45 minutes later? Because there's no nutrients in there. You're getting watered down formula. It would be satisfying. It would fill their tummy for a short time. But guess what? An hour later, they are screaming and they are even more mad. And so back to my list. Google top snack. Cheez-Its, Cheetos, Tostitos, Jif, peanut butter snacks, Fritos, and Cheerios. That is what came up. And so just to let you know, if you don't already know, these snacks are empty calories. There is no nutrients. There is no protein. There is no essential ingredients in these snacks. They're delicious, of course, but so is the watered down bottle of formula. I'm sure your baby would suck that down and be super happy and satisfied. But again, when you eat those Cheetos, you are eating them mindlessly, and you're filling up your stomach with empty calories that are only going to contribute to you gaining weight. They're not going to fulfill you, and in an hour, you're going to want to eat again. I revisited the web, and I typed in healthy snacks to see what I would get. And what I got was fresh or frozen berries, banana slices with peanut butter, fresh fruit skewers, canned fruit, such as peaches or pears, apple slices with cheese, and I also got peaches. And so again, going back to those, we do have a little bit more nutrients in all of those choices. However, none of those have protein. Every single one of those, again, are equivalent to that watered down baby bottle. If you eat the fruit, you're just getting a bunch of sugar, no protein. Banana slices, again, with peanut butter, great choice, healthy, but you're not satisfying your hunger. No protein. Fruit, again, nature's candy. I'm not saying that it's not a good choice for nutritional value, but if you're trying to sustain your hunger, I would not go that route. And especially canned fruit. All that corn syrup that it's sitting in is basically equivalent to eating a bag of Skittles. So instead of snacks, and this is something that I have recently changed in my program, I have taken the word snack out. For 5-6 years now, I have used the word snack. And when I ask my clients, have you had a snack? And they respond, yes, I have. And they tell me that they're still hungry. I ask them what they've had, and they come back with one of the above choices that I just read to you. It's because I'm using the word snack, and that word defaults them to thinking they should have peanut butter with banana slices or wheat thins with cheese. And those are not going to sustain your hunger. So instead, I have revamped all of my meals, and I now call snacks mini meals, because that is truly what you should do when you're snacking. It doesn't need to be this huge meal, but what it should be is a mini meal. And it should contain protein, it should contain a healthy carb, and it should contain a healthy fat. So let's revisit this. You could sit down with a bag of Cheetos for 280 calories, or you could sit down with a cup of Greek yogurt, some blueberries, and some walnuts for the same amount of calories. And the mini meal example that I gave you is going to keep you full for 3 hours. It is like giving that baby the bottle of enriched formula. That baby is going to drink that bottle, and you are not going to hear a word from that baby for 3 hours, I guarantee you. Just like if you ate that mini meal. So often we avoid putting together a meal because we think it's too many calories. But yet we will grab the Nabisco wheat thins and have it with cheese. And I need to point out that one slice of cheese the size of a cigarette lighter is 100 calories. So add that with 10 Nabisco wheat thins, and now you've gone way over the amount of calories that is in a cup of cottage cheese with a handful of walnuts. And the second choice is going to keep you full a lot longer. So that is the security blanket. The security blanket is in the mini meals. The first thing I'm going to hear from people, and it's probably what you're thinking, is that you don't have time. You don't have time to put together these mini meals. And I'm going to tell you right now that you do have time. It's the way that you are thinking. It doesn't take a lot of time to grab a handful of walnuts and throw it in a cup of a cottage cheese that already comes in cup size form. It is reframing your mindset. And so the amount of money that you're spending on these prepackaged snacks that you are assuming are healthy and that you're feeding your children are not doing any justification to you. So they are satisfying you for a short time, but then an hour later, again, you are feeling very, very hungry. The issue also with these snacks, and again, I'm using the word snack because that is what the industry has labeled these things. Companies have spent billions and billions of dollars to help justify and create these snacks and make them flavorful, but they're using artificial flavors, artificial colors, preservatives, and they're masking the taste of low quality ingredients, and they're slapping buzzwords on these labels to get consumers to buy these snacks that appear to be healthy. And what I mean by that is you could pick up a pack of Nabisco Cheetos that might say on the label whole wheat, but don't be fooled. They are whole wheat, but they don't have the essential ingredients that you need to keep you full. And so the big experiment for you in creating this weight loss security blanket is to always have food with you. Not only will it keep you satisfied longer, but it will keep you from doing damage when you get home. And a really big important point is don't be afraid of having a mini meal before your actual meal. One of the bigger problems with weight loss that I've come across and faced is people tend to overeat at dinner. And they tend to overeat after dinner. And this is simply because we don't eat enough during the day. We're busy during the day. We tend to skip meals. We tend to skip mini meals or snacks. And we get to dinner and we're famished. We're super, super hungry. I like to explain this to people like not watering your plants. If you don't water your plants all day and the soil is dry, come dinner time, you're going to need to dump a lot of water in that soil to feed the flower pot. So instead, by making sure that you water that plant throughout the day, the right way, you're not going to overeat at night. So right before dinner, 3 o'clock, have a mini meal. Don't be afraid to make a sandwich. A sandwich with 2 slices of bread or a wrap and a couple slices of turkey, a third of an avocado could be 300 calories. And people are afraid to do that. But 300 calories is still less than what you would normally eat if you had those Fritos with some cheese. Or even if you did have some canned fruit with a little bit of yogurt. But you're not going to satisfy yourself if you went with the other non-filling snacks. If you have a filling snack, a mini meal, and you go into dinner, you're not going to want to eat as much at dinner. And then certainly after dinner, the same mindset goes. Oftentimes after dinner, instead of making a mini meal, what we do is we graze. We get up, we march to the pantry, and we keep on getting food. And this is where the mini meal concept is going to come in really handy. I have a nightstand next to the couch. I call that my naughty nightstand. I oftentimes will just keep on snacking. And instead now, my rule is get a plate, make a mini meal. It is going to be more satisfying, more filling, less calories, and again, it's my security blanket. So make those mini meals, leave those snacks, and create that security blanket. And that will be the success that you need for weight loss and for snacking. So I hope this helps, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking.